So we're calling my friend Ashley, going to give us the rundown how she's teaching her daughters financial education stability.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Morning Mess, my friend Ashley.
Hey, what's up, Ash?
What's up, baby?
Good morning.
Good morning. Finance genius to kids, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to help raise your kids right now. Ash, so I was telling the show about how we went to get a bite to eat, and you were telling me and kind of coaching me through how you're teaching your daughters financial education stability, and I found it so interesting, and so did they, and they don't even have kids. And furthermore, JD hates kids.
I'm still trying to learn myself.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's go through, like, step one with your daughters. Now, again, your daughters are how old?
9 and 5.
And we spoke mainly about your 9-year-old because I have a 9 and 11-year-old, very close to your 9-year-old. She has, like, Apple Pay, or was it a credit card? How did it stem from, and where did we start with?
Yeah, well, she gets allowance every week based off of her chores. So she gets money that way. But yeah, I do have her Apple Pay set up on her phone, but she does also have a credit card. It's under my name, but it's her credit card that she uses, that she's a user on it, just for her to be able to learn the concept of credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets money every week, and she gets a certain amount. And this is, like, the funny part when I tell people this. But on the first of every month, she pays me rent and her phone bill.
Wow.
So her rent is $5, and her phone bill is $3. And then she puts 20% into her savings of whatever money she makes. She does other things to make money besides just her allowance. So, but every time she makes money, she has to put a percentage of that into her savings. And then she makes sure her bills are covered. And then the rest is her fund money or whatever she chooses to do with it. If she chooses to use her credit card, she has to pay it off in full at the end of the month. And then when she doesn't, she goes into negative. And then if I have to pay it, then she owes me interest. So she learns the concept of she doesn't.
And how old is she again? 9, you said?
She's 9, yeah. But she really loves it.
I'm like 79, and I'm still trying to figure this out myself. I spent the whole weekend thinking about this. I really think I'm pulling the trigger on this and do this. I have some wonders. Now, when you say the credit cards and your name and her name is on the credit card as well?
Yeah, so she's an authorized user on it.
Authorized user.
9
years old. Does she get the benefits of, like, a credit score at that young of an age of, like...
Oh, that's a good question.
I think it's not till she's like 16 or something like that.
I think you have to be 18.
You have to be 18.
Yeah,
is that what you just said?
You have to be 18 to start your own, to have it be officially under your name.
Yeah, I think as a parent, you have to be on it also when they're under 18.
Right. Does it have a max on the credit card? Like, if she went crazy, like, you know, she snorted a Sprite that day or something like that, and she went ham.
Bought an aisle of Needles.
Yeah. She bought the Needles company. I mean, is there a limit to the credit card?
Unfortunately not, but I do trust her that she doesn't go that crazy.
Okay, so you got to trust your kids.
There's quite a large balance on it, but she's responsible, and she does tell me before when she uses it, or usually we're together.
My wonder is, did you learn this from another parent, or is this something you learned the hard way when you were younger? Why teach this lesson specifically? Is it just the climate?
So my parents taught me how to make money. I've always been good at making money. I moved out very, very, very young, and I kind of learned the hard way with not knowing how to manage my money. As quick as money came in, money went out, and I put myself in a situation that was really awful, and I never wanted to be in again. So that's kind of where I never want my daughters to be in a situation like I was in. And so I feel like it's easy to learn how to make money, right? A lot of people are hustlers, but a lot of people don't know how to manage their money.
What was it like when she first started? Did she go crazy because she saw money and wanted to buy all the Needles and everything?
She's owed me interest a couple of times.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what's mommy's interest?
I think it just depends. I think one time it was like $5 and one day it was like a couple of bucks, because it wasn't very much. One month she couldn't pay her phone bill, so she was grounded from her phone until she paid the phone bill. Because that's what happens, right? When you don't pay your phone bill, it gets turned off.
I was just going to ask you, how strict, honestly, are you?
I love
Do you let that leash go a little bit? Okay, I love that. As long as you're, you know, super strict.
Do that. You know, the world is harsh. And as loving as I am and as giving as I am, the reality of the world is, if anything ever happened to me, I want them to understand how the real world works. You know, it's not sugars and cupcakes all the time.
Yeah.
No fun. Even at 9, why have fun? That's hilarious.
She's not even double digits yet.
During our conversation, you say, like, say, on a typical Tuesday, you're at Target. If they want a bag of Takis, they have to use their own money.
Every time we go to the store, it shouldn't be the mentality that I should get something every time my mom goes to the store.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't like that mentality. So we go grocery shopping and they get their snacks on the weekends. We have our time that we go do stuff. And then we, you know, I'll take them to Home Goods or Target and they get a toy or they get something. But every day during the week to have the mentality that my mom goes to Target, I should get a toy or something, I don't feel like. So when she goes on those days, that's when she has to use her own money to buy stuff.
That's smart, because, I mean, I've been in stores where kids are throwing a tantrum because they want a toy or something.
Yeah,
so
I wish my kids would try that.
Oh, my gosh. It's the worst. Yeah.
I feel like if your husband Ivan's listening, he's like, I'm going to get one of these cards for Sienna.
I do spend a little too much matcha on matcha.
Whoops.
Funny. Oh, my
God. She loves it. She has fun with it. She actually enjoyed, like, buying her own stuff. And I think it really has, like, made her appreciate me more in the things that I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She pays attention more to, like, her usage of things at home. She's more considerate when she picks out buying, like, a bag of chips, even if it's, like, a 70 cents difference. So I do, like, a huge difference in her mentality and appreciation towards me.
The rent thing is crazy because it's not her fault that you brought her into the world. You know?
Oh, my God.
$5? The economy can't help out a player?
But listen, she has, her daughter is 9 and Gia is 9, turning 10 in the next couple weeks. So I was going to wait till she was like 11 or 12 or get her a phone.
She about to be sassy with that credit card.
She is going to have a black card.
That's what I'm scared of. I was like, is that a Mercedes Sprinter in our driveway? What the hell? Who's that?
God, I saved enough.
I know. I'm scared of Gia.
You're going to have to do some extra chores to pay it off.